Hi, I'm Elsie. I'm 9 years old, and I play the ukulele. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Elsie. That's Elsie playing our theme on her ukulele. Join her on the show. You can find instructions, sheet music, everything you need at kidscommute.org. Hey there, kids commuters. Welcome to day 3 of Shark Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll continue with our Sharky Quizlet after the music. But now let's go back to our super awesome guest, Clark Bunting, former president and general manager of Discovery Channel, co-creator of Shark Week, and all-around friend of sharks. Clark, do you have a favorite shark?
Kate, I actually have a couple. First and foremost, great whites have been very good to me personally and professionally. So I'm a big fan of great whites, but their bigger, more ancient cousin, Megalodon. If you see a Meg tooth, it's hard to comprehend if you look at a big great white, 16, 17 feet long, big, big animal, and you think of Megalodon many times that size and weight, and you look at those teeth side by side, it's remarkable. I think those are one of the coolest critters that ever swam the oceans.
How big is a Megalodon tooth?
I'm looking at one. So, and a great white, a mature great white tooth. So I would say the teeth I'm looking at, the Meg tooth, is probably 2.5-3 times as long and probably at least that as wide. So that's a big, probably, I'm going to say 4 inches high and about 3.5 inches wide. A great white is probably, as I said, is much smaller than that. So just trying to think about the size of what that animal must have been is just, it's both really cool and kind of terrifying.
Yeah, it sounds like a sea monster.
Yeah, amazing.
And don't sharks have like lots and lots of teeth?
They have lots and lots of teeth, and those teeth in many, many species of shark continue to grow throughout their life. Teeth fall out, another row of teeth moves in where those teeth were. So at any given time, a shark dentist would be very happy because those teeth are in very good shape.
Well, aside from some terrific teeth, sharks can also be beautiful and graceful. We're about to hear a piece of music called Graceful Sharks. It's from Wild Window Beneath the Sea, by composer Alan Williams.
Thank you.
That was Graceful Sharks by Alan Williams, because sharks are not entirely scary, as Clark has been telling us all week. Now, kids commuters, let's get into our Quizlet. All week we'll ask you the question. If you get the answer right, we'll send you a little prize envelope in the mail, we'll give you a shout out on the air, and we'll enter your name to win our monthly grand prize, which is 50 packets of applesauce from Go-Go Squeeze. Okay, the question this week: what kind of shark is featured in the movie Jaws? Here's Clark with our hint.
These sharks eat sea lions, seals, and small whales, but don't usually attack people.
They don't usually. Now, that's an interesting question, actually, because they kind of have a reputation for attacking people, right?
They do. And most of the time when somebody is bitten by a shark, it's a mistake. The sharks are not, you know, it's not like sharks are intentionally targeting people. More often than not, what you get is an exploratory bite. But when you have something that big with that many teeth with serrated edges, oftentimes you get a lot of blood loss, and it's a pretty nasty bite that can result in folks do die. But in the main, as I said, it's really more about a shark making a mistake, thinking that potentially might be a prey item in the water. And most of the time, sharks don't really, they do this exploratory bite in part to figure out what that critter might be. And two, they don't want to fight. Sharks, you know, don't want to get injured. They want to protect their eyes. They are very smart, have evolved over millions of years. So their hunting techniques is something that's developed so that the shark is not injured in that you know, moment of predation.
So they're super tough, but they're not actually out to get you.
No.
Good to know. Thank you, Clark. Do you know the answer? What kind of shark is featured in the movie Jaws? Send us the answer in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, listen for that shout out on the air tomorrow. Don't forget your name and address. Congrats to the Quizlet aces who have gotten this right so far. Lucas in Traverse City, Charles and Ed in Onekama, Kirsten in Ironwood, Eden and JL in Downing, Wisconsin. Hope you're enjoying your Shark Week, Eden and JL. And Sylvie and Isaac in Traverse City. All right, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
In Rockin' Public Radio.